KDWB celebrating 35 years of radio history. Chuck Buell here with you, along with Don Blue and Barry McKenna and so many others. If you joined us earlier this morning, you heard the history kick off as it should with guys like Sam Sherwood, Sam the Milkman, and the rest of the guys that kicked this station off 35 years ago. And what's fun about it is, I hope you're enjoying this, whatever era was important to you, because this station was important to a lot of people that did so many wonderful things. We were talking earlier about some of the groups that obviously the station was proud to bring to town.
Saji Khan,
among others. Do you recall the one we also did when we did one of our first listener appreciation days with Dr. Hook?
Yeah.
When they were starting.
Cover Rolling Stone and
Sylvia's Mother.
Sylvia's Mother. Yeah.
Sylvia's Mother.
There's a great number one song that you don't hear much
right.
anymore.
Yeah,
isn't that
true.
Funny?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you just don't hear enough Dr. Hook.
That's right.
Only 16 was another one.
That's right.
Right.
I had a redo on that.
16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
where,
if you put together.
Where did we have the, was that concert at the St. Paul Civic Center?
I thought it was an outdoor concert.
Well, maybe
somewhere.
It was. That was when the St. Paul Civic Center was an outdoor vehicle. That was.
It burned down once, I think.
Then we would have had it where? Where was it?
I don't recall.
It was outside.
It was in Chuck Buell's backyard, I think.
You know what? Midway Stadium, we had the, remember the police benefit softball game.
With Mickey Mantle and
Billy Martin.
And Billy Martin. Yeah. I can remember running out. Mickey was like on first base.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this is the biggest day of my life. It's Mickey Mantle. I remember running out to center field or whatever. And I, as I ran by Mickey, I went, Mick, hi. And I looked at him and he went,
Mickey Mantle and
hardly stand
and
up.
Billy Martin that afternoon. I was on the air from 3 to 6 that day,
right.
Which, what a great shift. It's like going to lunch. I should do that. On the air from 3 to 6, though, and Billy called in. He was supposed to call in and kind of hype everybody up because the game was that night at 7:30. And so he calls in and he's, hey, Don, how you doing? Ready for the game? I said, Billy, where are you? Is Mickey Mantle with you? He goes, oh, he's right here. I said, where are you? He said, we're at the airport. I said, well, good. You know, the game's in like 3 hours. He goes, okay. I said, what airport are you at? New Orleans. And he, they did not get there for the beginning of the game. We had 5,000 people at Midway Stadium. It was a big benefit for a police officer that
officer
had been
Sackett.
Shot, remember?
Officer Sackett.
That's right. Remember that? So it was attended by the mayor was there. Everybody was there. So finally, Mickey Mantle and Billy Martin drive up in the limo about a little after game time started. We were doing everything to postpone the start of the game. And finally, we started the game, and Mickey's at first base. Billy Martin is playing shortstop. I'm playing second base. And somebody hits one, and I dive, and I make this catch. And I'm laying there, like, at the feet of Mickey Mantle, who's going, good catch. And I'm going, Mickey Mantle is telling me, good catch.
Yeah,
I think that was the high point, I think, of my
really?
Yeah, the radio thing really had nothing to do with it.
That's right, but there's a lot of things like that. Not only for what was in here, but for people who were listening then or those stuff like that, or those Appreciation Day, or the concerts, or the... Oh, you know what another thing we have to talk about is the River Raft Race.
Oh, baby!
KDWB celebrating proudly 35 years of radio history. Chuck Buell, we're at 1969 with Sly and the Stone.
End of the spring and here she comes back. And everything is cool.
Oh, my!
Easy, Don, easy now. See, this is what I tell you, just play them, don't sing them. KDWB celebrating 35 years of radio history. I'm Chuck Buell, Don Blue is here, Barry McKenna's here, and we're going back over all these years. And all day long and all weekend long, you'll notice that the music will progress throughout its history. We're in the late 60s at the moment right now. But we were also talking about stuff that was taking place in the early 70s. And Hot Fun in the Summertime obviously brings back when we did the first, the Rambling River Raft
Race. Rambling
River
Raft Race, that's right.
Which was down the big creek here that runs through town.
I think Aztec, wasn't it Aztec Sun Lotion or something that did, that was the big sponsor. So this ring a bell?
No.
But
no.
It had to be somebody like that.
It was somebody like that.
And I know there's a lot of people who are listening who are involved in that because it was actually a very fun time with all the creations that they put out. I think the same people who got involved in all the St. Paul Winter Carnival that like to do all those type of things were involved in that. We were out there, and it was hot, and it was sunny, and it was beautiful, and it probably
it was a sunburn kind of day.
Uh-huh.
Everybody guaranteed sunburn. Everybody in the Ramblin' River Raft Race came up with a different idea for their boats, and so they were just like floats. And of course, as soon as you started going down the river, there was a little competition that was not only how they looked, but if one could fill the other one with water and it would sink, then right. Obviously that's one less competitor.
Well, they were all made out of different kinds of materials anyway, some obviously more sinkable than the others. But I mean, what a great time that was. Like, I wish I could remember what bend of the river we were
well,
on.
Well, didn't we have to do a milk carton boat race?
Yep.
Okay, so you had to have everything that you made had to be made out of milk cartons. Well, they float for a second.
You got to re-wax those.
Yeah, exactly. And then once they go, and so sometimes the raft race didn't actually last as long as we anticipated.
You know, what's interesting about the station, and we constantly go back to the fact of the involvement that the station had in town, not only with the charities you were talking about, but some of the first-time things, like the first raft race. In the wintertime, and I don't remember if you remember this too, but it was out of state, one of the ski areas, not Ski Buck Hill, but out of state, where we did one of the first ski competitions, which in those days, we had these guys who were nuts. And they were called hot doggers.
Right.
And so this was a big deal to go see these, what are hot dog skiers? Well, these are guys that, you know, and I imagine there were a few girls, that would ski and they would do flips. And that was basically it. And they were called hot doggers, and we were giving away a 25-pound sausage to the best hot dogger and whatever. But when you look back on it, it was things like that that was the start of, it's Olympic competition.
Yeah, freestyle skiing, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, all of those things, you know, skateboarding, a lot of different things that are just so commonplace now, inline skating, all this sort of stuff.
Started right here.
This it began. KDWB was the reason
this is it.
That all of those sports exist.
The radio station started all of this.
Absolutely.
Stuff. And it's going to continue for another 35 years. And that's what you're with as we celebrate 35 years of radio history. Don Blue, Barry McKenna, me, Chuck Buell, most importantly, you. Thanks for being with us and stay with us all weekend long.
I'm only going to do this once, so everybody pay attention.
It's KDWB. We're celebrating 35 years of radio history. Things change, things remain the same. Remember, this is number two song in 1970.
Hey girl, I'm better.
It must be lunchtime. I mean, everybody's got their mouths full of sandwiches.
Hey,
KDWB
no
with 35 years of radio history.
I sound like Mickey Mantle all of a sudden.
You do.
Hey, nice catch, by the way. Thank you so much. We're going to be here, buddy, in a couple of minutes, aren't we? Who do we know? Who's left in town that we know? Very few people, I think. Lori Keister, line one. The true Don Blue. One 101.3 KDWB. Good afternoon. It's the true Don Blue, Chuck Buell, Barry McKenna, Barry Seward, Barry.
Is this really KDWB?
Barry. It's FM now, which is amazing to me.
I can remember talking to the engineers back, you know, in the early 70s and discussing FM. Because back then, the only FM stations were the beautiful music stations.
Closets. Little closets.
Well, I remember a little Billy Dorweiler, the chief engineer, telling everybody at KD. Incidentally, KD, as kind of a spinoff here, I remember when I tried to get the program director, Dean Johnson, to call it Cudwub. Because Ouija had Ouija, why not Cudwub?
Yeah.
Cudwub.
I think that was the day somebody came in and showed you the door, Barry.
I think his name was Chuck Buell.
Cudwub Day. Well, you know, somebody else that was very involved, of course, in KDWB was, well, I guess he's Donuts now. He was no Donuts when we knew him. It was Michael J. Douglas, Michael Wagner, right. Who's out of town somewhere, but I guess we have a phone number for him, so... let's give him a call.
Hello there, outside enjoying this beautiful weather. I hope you have some wonderful plans for your little body and soul today. Why don't you leave me your telephone number message at the beep, and I'll get back to you when I get inside. Otherwise, I think I'll be home pretty much all weekend if you want to stop up.
He was human when I knew him.
Hello. Later, thanks.
Was that the right number?
There's
the beep.
Is that it?
Michael,
you remember my daughter.
Michael's
your
Don
Blue. It's Barry McKenna.
And Chuck Buell.
How are you, bud?
Where are you? What are you doing these days?
We're missing you here today.
Give us a call, man.
I remember the first day that Michael finally got a job at KDWB, drove his Volkswagen up on the porch and sang, "We're in the money, we're in the money." So give us a call here. Where are we?
Years of radio history all day long. Glad you're with us too as we go back and bring back all the great music all the way up to the present and right now. You remember this one? Don Blueberry McKenna.
Sugarloaf.
Boy, it's nice to
hey, by the way, I'll be at Cimarron today. We got to sell those homes.
It'll be a deal.
I've got a 2.5 hour appearance from 2 to 4:30 this afternoon. So
and on Saturday night, it's Don Blue at the fabulous Tom Tom Room.
Ready?
Green eyed lady, lovely lady.
KDWB, hi, this is Bear Barry McKenna with Trudon Blue, and Blue, somebody just entered the studio.
Oh, look at this, Jackson Ross, they
wheeled
him in.
I've got the Mexican weather forecast, it's chilly today and hot tamale.
This is the guy, when I started at KDWB in 1919,
I think, after the war.
1850, right. Whatever.
Yeah.
This is, Jackson, you trained me in on everything. You showed me where the bathroom was, you showed me what to do.
In mopping the floors, you do a beautiful job, no.
Jackson came to KDWB in 1968. And started doing mornings, right?
I did the morning show for six months. I was very, very successful doing the morning show for 6 months. Like, Gene Okerlund was my friend who brought me over there. He was successful for 6 months, too. We're going to start a television program, a half-hour television program, teach you how to be fired twice and become a millionaire.
Gene Okerlund, who was at WDGY, now is Mr. World War II. WWF. What is it?
WCW.
WCW.
Mean Gene, he really made the rounds of Twin Cities Radio, too, you know.
I knew him in Flint, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. We worked together over there.
Well, enough about him.
He was Gene Carroll then, Gene North. He changed his name so many times. That's why he became Mean.
Yeah,
he didn't know which name he was using at
the
time.
But isn't he the wrestling guy now? That's
him, of course,
right?
It is. Yeah. Well, Jackson, what are you doing? What's going on with
you? Okay, now, hey, what I have to do, Stanley Mack gave me a call on the telephone from Las Vegas, and I said, Stan, I will mention your name on the air, and I said, I'll mention it five times. Stanley Mack, Stanley Mack, Stanley Mack, Stanley Mack, Stanley Mack. Now, I've done it for God in my country. I did it for Stanley and the United States of America.
I think Stanley Mack was the guy who was completely naked at almost every KDWB party for some reason.
That's one of the reasons that the parties wound up early.
Yeah. And his wife kept saying, Stanley, Stanley, Stanley. There he was.
And he was swimming underwater going, what?
He was something else.
We had another, who is the other semi-nude, Mike Butts. Mike Butts used to do mornings in a little thong thing. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember he'd exercise, and we'd walk by, and he'd be... And that's why his name was that.
You remember that real well.
Yeah. I thought he was attractive.
I really... I never saw his face, but...
Representative. Jackson, I think what we should do in honor of Jackson... Everybody get yourself a piece of paper here. Would you pass papers over here?
Okay.
Everybody have a paper.
All right.
Because Jackson would end his show. Of course, he was over at 3, and I would come on at 3. And so each day, I would hear this just before I came on. Well, that about wraps it up for today.
that's real radio, isn't it? That was great.
Well, it's so great. It really is. It's so great to see such beautiful people. You know, radio is the only job, and I hate to call it a job because you got paid for having fun.
Absolutely.
And I got paid for having fun up until the time I learned how to become a drinker. I became a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody said that the people that I had on the air were not part of AA, they were part of AU, Alcoholics Unanimous. So we all had fun. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. You notice my red nose.
After
it matches my eyes, red, white, and blue.
Actually, you had that back in 68.
You know what, though? After
though.
Jackson went off the air and went into sales, then he'd come by and he'd whine every day. He'd say, oh, you guys don't know how good you are.
I
want
to be on the air again.
Hey, listen, I had fun. What about the... You were at the Splash Bash I set up. You did the commercials.
That's right.
The world's largest Splash Bash. And that was out at Somerset, Wisconsin. And we had up to 30,000 people out there. I kept getting calls at 2 o'clock in the morning from Gary Stevens, who was general manager then. He's a multimillionaire, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, Ross, you got me in trouble. They are going to pick up that place. And people are going to hurt. So nobody stubbed a toe. It was a big promotion. It was so big.
How big was it?
Well, it was so big that they got rid of the Dow Chemical Company office here. It's unbelievable. We tried to buy this stuff.
That's right.
They wouldn't sell it to us. We tried to buy it for $150,000, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They buried it.
You know,
literally.
Maybe that was the one Aztec brought.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That
there was
might
one,
have been.
One there.
You
anyway.
Know, you're talking about getting off the air at 3 o'clock because then I guess shortly after you were on, I was on noon to 3.
Right, right.
And this fellow over here, Trudon Blue, used to come on after me at 3 o'clock. And you know what I'd love to hear just one more time is you saying it's 3 o'clock, hi, Twin Cities.
How are
this
you?
Is TDB. Can I please hear it, sir? One
yeah.
more time.
Sure, go ahead.
No, I want you to say.
Oh, don't we have a tape of it or something?
Well, I don't know, but I want you to do it live.
Well, give me a song. We got to have a song.
Okay.
Give me a
we'll
song.
All right.
If we only
had
what,
a song.
Let's see. Make your request now. Well, we'll do it at 3 o'clock. Oh, no, we'll do it at 10 to 1.
Oh, look at this. It just showed us an old promotion picture of Jackson.
Yeah, which one is the nose? Which one is the cigar?
Wow, look at that. A little ciggy out of your mouth. Looks good.
Well, it's you know, good, the...
a lot of history. Yeah.
The moment, so that Jackson always always was sort of the... he was the teacher at KDWB. Everybody that came in would learn a little bit from Jackson.
That's right.
Ron Block, the other people that were there. So we salute you, Jackson Ross, and, you know, that wraps it up for today. And then he'd say, well put it out and see
thank
if the garbage man will take it
okay,
away.
Okay, here's a kiss for all of you. You're great. You're fabulous. You
absolutely.
Really
thank you, Jackson Ross. From,
you know what we should do real quick here, too? There's a guy standing over in the corner, Jackson, you work with for many years.
I like him.
Sales
Mike,
department.
Mike Siegelman.
How about a hand for Mike Siegelman, everybody?
Hey.
Mikey's here.
Hey Michael. Mike and I.
Hey, I'm doing fine, and you guys are just doing terrific. This has been a ball.
That's fine.
And I want to tell you, I really enjoyed this, hearing the guys, and, you know, to get TDB, to get off the big stage in San Francisco, and come all the way to Minneapolis. You know how many buses that took? That's a long ride, I want to tell you, absolutely. But, you know, it's been a kick for me to see. I was always in sales. Nobody ever heard me on the air very much. And I was the guy that sold all the commercials along with the greatest sales staff ever. It even beat the pants off of WDGY, Mark Holman, and all those guys over there.
You know
they
what?
Followed us around town. It was incredible. And what an organization we had. Those were great days.
Yeah, Greg. We did big things. It was fun. It was
now,
really
now that we're hearing Mike's voice, we know why he wasn't on very often.
what he
wanted to be.
Oh, come on.
Mike, as long as you're still in sales of some... Can you... I could use a Northwest trade of some sort. Northwest Airlines,
no,
you must know somebody.
I can't help you. I'm a stockbroker with Dean Witter now, but...
Oh,
but
get that plug
we'll,
in.
We'll get Stanley and Jackson on it, and I guarantee you one thing. You will get a Northwest flight to wherever you want to go. It's going to take you 15 hops to get there, but they'll get it for you.
All right, Mike, thank you. This is only an hour show.
We're
thank
going
you very
Eau Claire.
Much.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. No, I want to hear TDB do this.
Let us go. It's KDWB celebrating 35 years of radio history. And every morning, I would drive on in, and as I'm, what's happening? Oh, we have phone people? Okay, grab a line here.
Grab a line.
Hi, who's this? Hello.
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
And I just want to tell you that I have never enjoyed a radio so much. Listen to you. I'm not going to turn my radio off this weekend. This is so much fun.
What station are you listening to?
KDWB, and I've been listening to it for, I'd rather not say how old I am, but quite a long time.
Well, how old are you?
Too old.
Well, go ahead. I mean, then we'll have an error. You're 35?
Yeah, but...
So, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, do you remember the Dell Counts and the President's Clock?
Sure.
I used to follow them around all the time.
The Dell Counts and the Underbeats? And
yeah, sure. Whatever happened
to
all of them?
Well, see, you were like, 3 years, you're about 10 years old when you listened to KDWB back then.
I know, right? But I kept it up now, and I said I have kind of dull Saturday cleaning house, but this is going to make it fantastic. I'm sure people are looking at it. What's with that girl driving down the street? She's smiling and just having a good time, but listening to that music was just made it great.
You know, you grew up, it's too bad you don't know really what kind of a guy Trudon Blue is.
I don't know.
No, we're having a lot of fun. Hey, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
And thanks for the wonderful music and the wonderful years.
Thank you.
35 and all.
Here's what's happening at KDWB.
Hey, be sure to join KDWB's Tony Fly starting at 9 o'clock. This is Sunday night at the Bebop Cafe in Blaine for Team Night. Tony's going to be loaded down with tons of great prizes. For more information, call the KDWB Fun Phone. What is that number, Trudon Blue?
Well, I'll give you the number if you need it. It's 340-1013. Also, Tony's doing even more. He'll be at the all-new Techno Comic Store in the Mall of America. Tony's going to be there starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday, which happens to be today. Join Tony along with other superheroes like Spider-Man and Mickey Spillane. And now, more of KDWB's 35th anniversary reunion. Say it with me now. It's FM.
Good. I like that.
It's 101.3 KDWB.
Real life, it's the only life I know.